Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Performance Center. Wabi, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. This is Between the Lines, presented by Gatorade. And today we're going to preview OTAs and Vikings mandatory minicamp, which surprisingly and suddenly are just around the corner. We're getting closer and closer to 2018.
Yeah, this is a very important time of the season. I mean, if you want to prioritize it, specifically with a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback, a new three technique in Sheldon Richardson, and of course, the rookies, the installation and the implementation of things takes place right now. And then after that, I guess the next most important time would be training camp and preseason games to perfect it. And then, of course, the regular season, that's the A topic. Hopefully the team can go at least 13-3 again. But this, in sneaky fashion, this is a very important time of the year.
It is indeed, because you don't just show up in August and start practicing and play games in September. Right. You need to do the installation, the team building, the camaraderie, the synergy.
This is the under the cover of darkness
for
time
sure.
of the year. And that's when the wheels, quite frequently, are turning most loudly.
Right, and there are rules in place that limit some of the contact and some of the full go nature of practices, but that allows the coaches and players to get the thinking part down so that when you get to training camp, there's no thinking, there's just doing. Now, you mentioned some of the things, the landmark things that have happened to the Vikings in the off season. I think the Kirk Cousins signing is probably the thing that everyone's the most excited about.
Big time.
So throwing that out, what have you liked most about the offseason for the Vikings?
Well, now that I've gotten to meet and know and deep dive a little bit on Sheldon Richardson, I know more about him now than I did by just in cursory fashion looking at his Seattle season. You know, when he played in a 3-4 defense with the New York Jets, he was quite frequently a defensive end. And defensive ends in a 3-4 don't necessarily always mesh to a 4-3, specifically as a defensive tackle. Now, knowing what he was asked to do with Seattle last year and how well he did it, really under the radar, I'm incredibly excited about him. With the new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, that's for me. I mean, I'm just really excited to see what this looks like when we get to the mini camp portion of the equation, and really even training camp and preseason, because it will look different. And Pat Shurmur, now coach of the Giants, did an awesome job with his offense last year. I think the tempo is going to be a little quicker this year than maybe in years past, but I want to see what that looks like, you know, before I go all in on it.
Yeah, I think that is probably throwing the Cousins signing out. The most exciting thing to me is the addition of John DeFilippo, because I thought we made great strides on offense last year, and now teams can't study last year's offense and figure out how to stop it. We're different. We have a different quarterback, and we have a different scheme. And I'm sure that John DeFilippo is going to maintain some things that worked. We still have Rudy. We still have Diggs. We still have Thielen and Murray and Cook. So you don't want to change everything about that, because there were some things that were working. But you really can't go off of last year's tape to figure out how to stop this year's offense.
Well, and conversely with that, I'm wondering if patience will be required with the Vikings offense early in the season. Because, I mean, you do have a lot of players, including the left tackle Riley Reiff, the center Pat Elflein, and so on, who are just so used to what they've played with the last few years. Now you have the quarterback, Cook's back, the play caller's different, where there may be a little patience required early as this thing becomes well-oiled.
Sure. Another underrated aspect of the offseason so far for the Vikings, locking up Eric Kendricks, the man in the middle of Mike Zimmer's defense. What have you appreciated about number 54 in his first few seasons?
Well, what I like most about Eric is his work ethic and his desire to compete on every single play. And that even includes in an NFC title game where it wasn't necessarily going your way. Eric is very tenacious. He's very smart. And, you know, I think he one thing I like a lot about Eric is he recognizes, in having Linval Joseph in front of him really helps what he does. So he's not a me-first guy. He's not like, what do you mean? I've led the team in tackles 3 consecutive years. I had the pick 6 against Tennessee. Well, what do you mean I got to negotiate this deal? He recognizes there are others around him who help him. But, see, that's what football is all about. A, complimenting B, complimenting C, to help you win all those games.
Give me one or two position battles you're excited to watch at camp.
Well, I want to see how the linebacker situation with the Vikings works out behind Kendricks and Barr, because they've put some time into that in the offseason. Want to see how that works out. The secondary situation is very intriguing to me. I got Trey on one side, I got Xavier on the other. And now I have Terrence Newman, Mackenzie Alexander, and Mike Hughes, and Marcus Sherrills. And I really want to see how that works out. Offensively, I want to see where Kirk Cousins is comfortable putting the ball. Because if you watch back at what Cousins does, his work on the bootleg is as good as any quarterback you'll see in the NFL. He likes the middle of the field a lot. Thus, Vernon Davis had a rejuvenation to his career. Jordan Reed, when he was healthy a
really
few years
flourished.
Ago, yeah, he had an unbelievable season. So I know Kirk's really comfortable with the middle of the field. I want to see Diggs and Thielen and the outside game, the outside the numbers game with Kirk Cousins. So that really is a starter for me. Now, from a running back standpoint, we got Dalvin Cook, we got Latavius Murray, no Jerick McKinnon. That doesn't necessarily mean you absolutely have to make another running back active every week. But at rookie camp, just simply because I didn't watch him a lot with the Gophers, Kobe McCrary really opened my eyes with his size and his tenacity. So taking guys like that, Oklahoma receiver Jeff Badette, Central Michigan tight end Tyler Conklin, and watching them get mixed into the flow, that's really exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, it all kind of gets going. We have a little bit of a break at the end of the offseason program before training camp, but all this stuff really kind of gets going once we launch OTAs, which is in a couple of weeks, and then at the mandatory mini camp, which is just when the OTAs conclude. So lots will be going on here at TCO Performance Center, including maybe 9 to noon stopping by.
Certainly hope so. I do my show here every day if my bosses would let me.
Yeah, that's right. We like it when you're here. So make sure you guys all stay tuned for that. For more Vikings info, Vikings.com is your place, at PA on the mic, also your place, 9 to noon, FM 100.3, The Fan. And, of course, the Vikings Entertainment Network has a ton of social media platforms that you can stay tuned to. So lots of news, lots of action coming your way over the next few weeks. We hope you stay tuned. But that's it for this Between the Lines, which was brought to you by Gatorade. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, this is Wobby saying goodbye.